Blog Talk Radio. All right. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening from. Welcome to the Simply Hanif Radio Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am Skye Edwards, your fitness guru. I am a Skypersize Fitness, and I'm so happy to be here today to discuss a very important topic that we all are in need of hearing. In the past, I've discussed cardiovascular fitness and strength training, and last month I was happy to discuss nutrition with all of you. So I hope that some of you have taken away from my discussions and improved some areas of your life to gain greater health and fitness, because this is what this is all about, improving our lives from the inside out so that we can be better in all areas of our lives to the people we love. Anyway, so today I have a very important topic to discuss with you. One that when it comes to reaching our goals, we can sometimes forget about. We often skimp on this very important thing. And today, I am going to discuss the number one performance enhancer out there that is readily available to all of you. And can anyone guess? It is sleep. Sleep is actually the number one performance enhancer. It is so important when it comes to reaching our goals and improving all areas of our life. Sleep can really affect us positively if we get enough and very negatively if we don't get enough. So you all know that you are supposed to get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. I can say that I don't always get that. And most Americans don't, unfortunately. And it's really affecting us. It's affecting us in all areas of our life. So once in a while, if you have a late night here and there, it's not really that big of a deal. We can manage with that. But when we go night after night, we fall into this, what we call chronic sleep deprivation. And that's many nights of not enough sleep, under 7 hours. And so what happens is, when we don't get enough sleep, we can have health problems come up. And some of those are type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, and even depression. And one of the things I always discuss with my clients, always, is are you getting enough sleep? So sleep is something that I always discuss with everyone. It's so important for our mind, our body, our health, and especially when it comes to weight loss, it's really important that we get enough. So how do you know if you need more sleep? Some people can get by with 7 hours. Some people need 8. Some people even need 9 to function at their best. So I'm going to give you a list of things so that you know if you need more sleep. So number one is you're always hungry. And so certain hormones are released in the body when we're tired, and our hunger hormone actually makes us crave fatty and sugary foods. And we try to fill our fatigue with food to give us more energy. So have you ever had that happen? I know I have. When I'm tired, I tend to eat a little bit more. Number two, you've gained weight. chronic sleep deprivation is associated with a slower metabolism. So if your metabolism slows down, you are more prone to gain weight over time. Number three, you're impulsive with food. You don't really think about what you're eating or when you're eating, just kind of mindless. I know I've experienced that for sure when I'm not getting enough sleep. Also, your memory can be affected. We all know that sleep is very, very crucial for brain health and functioning at our best. So I don't know if you've ever been up late night cramming for a test, and then we don't always do well the next day. It's not good for our memory. We can also have trouble making decisions and problem solving, and even our time management skills become more difficult and strained. I know that I have experienced that too. I just can't seem to get out of the house with the kids in a good amount of time, and I have trouble making decisions with simple things, and it's usually because I am sleep deprived. Also, motor skills can be compromised. You start tripping over things, dropping things, usually because of sleep deprivation. Number seven, this one is always, this is mine. I own this one. I get emotional. And if I don't get enough sleep, I am usually, I cry more. I'm more emotional. I'm not as patient with my children. And I know when I get a good night's sleep, I am just better emotionally. And that is so important for the people around us. Also, if you don't get enough sleep, you can often get sick. And someone who gets less than 7 hours a night on a consistent basis is actually three times more likely to get a cold. Also, trouble with vision. Our eyes get tired. You know, you've had that, trying to drive when you're tired, have trouble seeing the road. And also our skin doesn't look as good either. You know, they do call it beauty sleep for a reason. Actually, when we're sleeping, our body produces collagen. So when we don't get enough sleep, our body doesn't produce enough collagen, and we tend to get more wrinkles a lot sooner than we should. So definitely get your beauty sleep. Right now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. So here's a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening today. I did want to mention, if you did want to call in and you had a question for me, I am so happy to take that call and answer any questions that you have, even if it doesn't pertain to sleep. That number is 646-478-5323, and you just need to press 1 so that I know that you're in the queue. Anyways, I wanted to continue our discussion on sleep. So I just listed the 10 different ways that you know if you need more sleep. And I guarantee you most of us could use a little bit more sleep. I know I can. Now, I want to talk about what do you do? What do we do to improve our sleep, to get better sleep, so that we are performing at our best? So sleep is the number one performance enhancer out there. And that doesn't just mean athletically, but just in all areas of our life. But definitely, if you are active and exercising, if you are training for an athletic event, a runner, a cyclist, whatever it might be, you definitely need to get more sleep and get better sleep. And so here are the 10 ways to improve your sleep. And you may want to write these down. Number one, stick to a consistent bedtime and wake-up time. Go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time every morning, even on the weekends. And I know that's hard for a lot of people, but if you're used to waking up at 6 a.m., during the week and you wake up at 8 on the weekends because you stayed out late, it's going to throw everything off by Monday morning and you're not going to be functioning at your best. So if possible, consistent wake up and bedtime. Number two, use the bedroom for sleep and sex only. Those two things should only be in the bedroom. We do not want to bring in our mobile devices, our laptop computers, watch TV in the bedroom. We want to leave those outside the bedroom. And I know that I'm guilty of that. I bring my phone to the bed and I'm checking Facebook right before I am trying to go to sleep. And it stimulates our brains and it is not conducive to good sleep. So if you can, try to eliminate those an hour before bedtime. Number three, this is for you worriers. You want to resolve your daily dilemmas outside the bedroom. So sometimes we go to sleep and our mind is just racing. And you are a worrier. You're worrying about life, what you have to do. So what you want to do, if you are a worrier, make a worry list and write an action plan next to each item. Write down your concerns and possible solutions and physically lay them aside. Lay them down before you go to bed and do not pick them back up until morning. Number four, establish a good bedtime routine. So, for example, TV off at 9, take a shower, get ready for bed, read a book, and then try to be asleep by 10. So habits are actually easy to establish. New habits are easy to establish, but old habits are hard to break. Does that make sense? So it may take some time for you to break your old non-sleep conducive habits, like taking your phone to bed with you, but if you can really be consistent with that, it's going to pay off. Number five, create a quiet and comfortable sleep environment. You definitely want your room dark and optimally around 67 degrees Fahrenheit. White noise and earplugs will help too. I sleep with earplugs, helps a ton. Number six, this is important, do not be a clock watcher. Turn that alarm clock away from you. Do not wake up and look at that clock. You do not need to know what time it is in the middle of the night. It is not important. You don't need to know if you have 2 or 3 or 5 more hours of sleep. All it's going to do is stimulate your mind and keep you awake and allow you to worry about the time. So just set your alarm and let your alarm wake you up. Number seven and number eight, we pretty much know, no caffeine and no alcohol before bed. You want to leave those to be consumed 4 hours before bedtime. I usually cut out caffeine way before that, and never have alcohol before bed. Do not use it as a sleep aid. You will not get a better night's sleep. Also, no naps. Naps make it harder to fall asleep at night. So instead of napping, just opt for an earlier bedtime. And number 10, I've never done this because I usually don't have a whole lot of trouble falling asleep, but if you do not sleep within 30 minutes, get out of bed, go to another room, read, do something relaxing until you feel sleepy again, and then go back to bed and try again. So anything worth waiting for, excuse me, here's my quote, I messed that up, anything worth having is worth waiting for, and sleep is no exception. There are a couple of products out there that I would recommend if you have tried all 10 of these and you're still having trouble. You can email me at skyzercise@gmail.com, skyzercise@gmail.com, and I can make some recommendations for you to help you get a better night's sleep. But also, I just want to mention that I am Skyzercise Fitness, and you can check me out at skyzercise.com and find me on Facebook and Instagram. And please send me an email and ask me some questions related to your particular health and fitness goals, and I am happy to help you. So thank you so much for joining me today. And up next, we have our man, Keith Temple Trotter, and let's give him a nice warm welcome. Hey, Keith.
Hi.
This is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Good morning on the West Coast. Good afternoon in the Central Time Zones and on the East Coast. This is Keith Temple Trotter. And you just finished listening to Sky, and her conversation today was all around getting the appropriate amount of sleep, which is extraordinarily important for your mental health, your physical health, especially surrounding any weight loss goals that you may have. And I'm going to be talking to you today about accountability for those goals. So you're going to want to set your goals, and you're going to want to accomplish those goals. And how do we do that? Well, the first thing we need to do is learn how to be held accountable, not just internally by yourself, but also with other individuals. And we'll be talking about seven tips that I've come up with and done some research on to help people be more accountable for their weight loss goals. And the first one that I want to talk about is making friends with the scale. But before I get into that, let's actually define accountability, because a lot of people don't really understand what true accountability is. When we say accountability and we think about accountability, we're kind of reminded of your mom or your dad standing over you, forcing you to do some type of chore, or we're thinking about some type of drill sergeant that is calling you everything but a child of God because you've made some type of mistake. That's punitive accountability. What we want to talk about today is true accountability. And accountability is about the covenants that you make with yourself and the people around you to help accomplish goals, shared goals for the most part. So it doesn't sound anything like shame and judgment, which is what we're used to, but what it does sound like is encouragement, to get things done. And, so for example, out of my own personal stories, when I first started my weight loss journey, and for those who don't know, I used to weigh almost 400 pounds. As a matter of fact, at one point, my highest weight, I was 405 pounds. And I went on a weight loss journey to lose the weight and keep the weight off forever. And one of the things that we did together as a group is we would ride our bikes. And there were a couple of times that I was late. And the last time that I was late, I was fully expecting that I was just going to get read the riot act by these guys because I was wasting their time by not showing up on time. And I showed up, and one of my better friends, the first thing out of his mouth was, "I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you were able to make it. I know that you're serious about accomplishing these goals, so let's go out there and get it." Which is totally different than berating me for not being on time. So that's the type of accountability that we're talking about, accountability that is supportive, that is helpful, that it takes into account that there are shared goals between the individuals who have come into covenant with each other to accomplish those goals. So the first one is, make friends with the scale. And if you're going to do this, and there are two ways of thinking about this, weigh yourself every day or have a specific time to weigh yourself and make it scientific. You do it in the morning. Some people are obsessive about it. So what I tell people to do is if you're going to have a scale and you're going to be weighing yourself, make sure that you have a digital scale, a scale that actually goes out one or two decimal points, because it can be discouraging when you're on that scale and you're losing weight, but you just can't see it because the scale isn't the technology in the scale isn't good enough for you to see the weight move back and forth. So make sure you get yourself a digital scale. And if you're going to do that, weigh yourself in the morning, weigh yourself at night, and then take an average of those weights, and then write those things down so that you can track them. Number two, buy a tape measure. Now, for me, I like the tape measure approach a lot better than the scale because you can't always see the weight loss, especially if you're weightlifting, if you're actually putting muscle on, you're actually converting fat into muscle. So you're not going to see, weight loss per se, but what you will see and what you will feel is that your clothes are going to feel better. You're going to look better in your clothes. And in those areas that you're concentrating on, you should see the tape measure actually change. So I've got five more items that we're going to go get to. But first, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and I'll get right back to you.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And today we're talking about accountability, true accountability for weight loss. I've got seven items here. We've gone through the first two. One, make friends with the scale. The scale is not the enemy, but from an accountability standpoint, make sure you have a routine that you're sticking to so that you don't get discouraged. Number two, which is my favorite, to be honest with you, is buying a tape measure. You know, I'm in the gym. I have weight loss goals, but I also have looking goals. I want to look better in my clothes and converting fat into muscle. Sometimes you don't get that satisfaction from seeing it on the scale, so get a tape measure. And as those inches convert and move and shift in ways that are positive, you'll be able to celebrate those victories. You know, number three, and this one is important too, for accountability's sake, you know, when you lose a significant amount of weight or your body changes in a significant way where you're moving down a couple of dress sizes or pant sizes, get rid of your fat clothes. One of the things that we tend to do when we don't look our best or we don't feel the best about how we look is we tend to hide in our fat clothes. And from an accountability standpoint, I'm saying get rid of them. Give them to someone who can use them, take them to the Goodwill, always, and we talked about this last time about dressing well. One of the ways that I held myself accountable was by buying clothes that were just a little bit tighter than I was comfortable with so that I could continue to work hard at the way that I looked and my weight loss goals. So I had to get rid of those fat clothes so that I really didn't have any alternative. I couldn't go backwards. I had to continue to go forwards. You know, item number four is have an accountability partner, someone who you trust, someone who you are willing to be in covenant with to hold you truly accountable for your weight loss goals. In my book, 100 Small Steps, the first 100 pounds, I talk about accountability partners, and I also talk about befriending individuals who are fit, someone who is where you want to be, and having them be your accountability partner as well as someone who is on the journey with you. You can have more than one accountability partner. We had an entire group of men who got together in fellowship and exercised together and held each other accountable for our weight loss goals, and it was a lot of fun. Number five, this is about your goal setting. You want to set hard targets, and you want to set soft targets, which will help you focus on the bigger picture. You know, too many times we may have these absolutes. My 20-year reunion is coming up, and I need to lose X amount of pounds or X amount of weight, or I need to be in this dress size. So these are the absolutes. And I'm saying take a step back. You're going to have the hard target, and your hard target is the one that you must hit no matter what, come high water, you want to be on that target. But in between hitting that hard target, you should have multiple soft targets. And having those multiple soft targets that you're able to achieve on the way to the hard target is going to help you focus on the bigger picture that's down the road. And number six, from an accountability standpoint, you need to write those goals down. Your hard targets, your soft targets, your epiphanies, you know, how did you feel that day? The more you journal and write things down, the more likely you are to achieve the goals that you've set out for yourself. As a matter of fact, studies have shown that 90% of individuals who are writing their goals down, as opposed to 10% of individuals who don't write their goals down, actually achieve their goals and go a step further and do better with their goals. And the last item I want to talk about today is celebrating those incremental victories. Now, if you remember back in tip number 5, I said you need to set hard targets and you need to set soft targets, which will help you focus on the bigger picture. And while you're focusing on the bigger picture, as you meet those soft targets, make a big deal out of them. There is nothing wrong with making a big deal out of accomplishing the goals that you've set out for yourself. Social media was a place where I put my hard targets and my soft targets. You know, I said it out loud. I allowed people to hold me accountable for showing up at the gym. I allowed people to hold me accountable for certain weight loss goals, or if I had bought a pair of pants that were, because my waist size was a size 60, and if I bought a pair of pants that were 48s, and I made the goal that I was going to be wearing those 48s in the next 90 days. And I hit it. Guess what? I put them on. I took pictures. I put them on social media. I blogged about it. I talked about it. And I celebrated those incremental victories. And the reason why you want to have these soft target goals or short-term goals on the way to the long-term goal is as you accomplish those goals, you're going to actually be building up positive momentum going into the next goal. And you go into the next goal. And you go into the next goal. And even if you miss one of those short-term goals, there's the next short-term goal that's coming up, so you can make up for it. So it isn't as devastating as when you plan and plan and plan for this hard target goal. My reunion's coming up. I want to be in a size 8 dress by the time the reunion comes along, and you miss it, and it's devastating to you because you haven't built up that positive momentum. You haven't actually put into your own emotional bank account those deposits that you need to make. Well, celebrating those incremental victories on the way to meeting your larger goals is a great way to do that. And it's also a great way to build up positive energy in your circle. So once again, with your accountability partner or partners that you have in your circle, if you're building up that positive energy, then that positive energy can actually be reflected back at you. Losing weight or making any other type of sustainable, transformative change in your life is going to take a lot of energy. Some of it's going to be negative, but what you really want to have is a lot of positive energy in yourself and in your circle so that you can have that. So those are my 7 tips for you today in accountability for weight loss. Once again, my name is Keith Temple Trotter. I am the author of the book 100 Small Steps, The First 100 Pounds. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Temple Trotter, or you can reach out to me via Facebook, which is 100 Small Steps, or you can always visit my website, which is www.100smallsteps.com. Thank you very much. And can't wait to talk to you again next time with Sky here on the Hanif Jordan Radio Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions.